The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Welcome. So, and welcome to this 7 a.m. community, the YouTube meditation community. And I feel it's delightful to come together this way, and the repetition of doing this for such a long time makes it feel like kind of a homecoming to sit down here and to be with you all. So thank you. And so one of the metaphors that is used sometimes for meditation is listening. And in fact, listening is sometimes considered to be a profound spiritual practice, especially if we listen to what is not a sound. We listen to our hearts, listen to what's inside. Listen to the silence that's here. Many years ago, someone told me that I think it's the Catholic Order, the Benedictines. Their kind of description of their way of life begins with the Latin word "ascolta," meaning listen. And the disciples of the Buddha were called the direct disciples who listened to him were called the listeners, savakas. And but to sit in meditation and think of that we're listening, the reason why it's such a useful metaphor or idea is that with listening, we have to listen well. We have to suspend our judgment, suspend our commentary, suspend our projections onto a situation. We have something has to become quiet to listen well. And if mindfulness is a kind of listening to the moment, when we close our eyes, it's often listening to ourselves in some deep way. What do we have to suspend to listen well? What are the commentaries? What's the noise of the mind that we quiet, willingly quiet, wisely quiet, because we are interested in, we put great value in, what gets revealed when we are not having commentary, not preoccupied in thoughts and stories, past and future. And to have this stance of listening also, we don't interfere with the sounds that come our way. I mean, I guess you could go and turn up or down the volume on this broadcast if you'd like, but there's something about sounds that come that in and of themselves, they come without blocking the sound or attacking the sound. There's something about the receptivity of listening that is profound aspect of mindfulness practice. So, to assume a meditation posture, to assume a listening posture, I think sometimes if we go into the forest and someone mentions, oh, there's a special bird singing in the trees, it's kind of faint, can you hear it? And I think the posture that we take sometimes for that is lifting the neck a little bit out of the shoulders. Lifting the head up a teeny bit, almost like we're becoming a better antenna to hear. Pulling away from the static in the mind to be quiet. Gently closing the eyes and adjusting your hands. So the position of the hands is the best position for the shoulders. So the shoulders have some room to relax. And gently, maybe lovingly, take some deeper breaths than usual, but not so deep that it's a challenge. Fuller breaths. As you breathe in, feeling the torso expand. As you exhale, feeling what releases and relaxes in the rib cage, the chest, and the diaphragm. And to then let your breathing return to normal. And continuing to feel the gentle or not so gentle expansion as you breathe in and relaxing of the chest as you breathe out. As you breathe in, feel the global experience of being in a body so you can recognize where there's some tension. And when you exhale, soften the tension in your body. Feeling any tension or pressure, agitation in the thinking mind. As you exhale, relax the thinking mind. As you exhale, a gentle calming of the mind. And then centering yourself on your breathing. And maybe the metaphor of listening to your breathing can bring an interest and a non-interference to breathing, a receptivity and a non-judgment however you're breathing, as if it's something to simply listen to. Maybe listening from deep inside the body. As you exhale, letting the thinking mind become a bit quieter, So there's a higher sensitivity in the body to listen or feel the experience of breathing. listening to the deep in the body where breathing begins, or being sensitive and quiet to hear or feel the quiet and soft ground or basis through which breathing occurs. The quiet place underneath or behind your breathing. Listen, feel, sense deep inside. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to consider what a good skill listening is. That many people, what they most want is to be listened to be heard. In their challenges and their difficulties, to be heard, to be seen, to be known. And may it be that this practice that we do, learning to be attentive and mindful, can help us become better listeners to the world. Better listeners to our friends and family and colleagues and neighbors. That this practice that we do leads us to be interested in others so that we can know them better. And that this is one way that we extend the benefits of this practice out into the world. May our ability to listen to others bring them happiness, bring them safety, bring them peace, bring them freedom. In this simple, practical way, may we bring the benefits of this practice into the world. For the welfare and happiness of all, by becoming better listeners. Thank you.